My booby believed in spirits all around. Dybbuks they are called by the Jews, invisible evil souls who were bound to do bad deeds and be bad news. The biggest ones stayed in the old country, where they caused the world wars and such. But weaker Dybbuks sailed across the sea to wreak lesser havoc on us. Booby's favorite, my gambling Uncle Dan, a smoother talker, never lived. A lucky streak in cards guided his hand. His flaws girls would forget and forgive. Dan's winning streak suddenly ran out of steam. Booby swore that Dybbuks possessed him. For 3 days, bad checks flowed out like a stream. So to Chicago, he stole from Brooklyn.
If you were righteous, but now you are wronging, and you're not quite sure who you are, it's probably Dybbuks who are prolonging your troubles, 'cause their souls waging war. If you're wrongdoing, when once you lived right, and everyone now says you've changed, it could be things that go bump in the night, or else Dybbuks have made you deranged.
Chicago, Dan soon settled down. No more bad checks or gambling debts. His board, Dybbuk, never came back around. Instead, it latched on to Outer Bone. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat went the gangster machine guns. The Valentine's Day Massacre. Capone's thugs sure botched that one. Or maybe Dybbuk's threw them a curve.
Wrongdoers can go from bad to much worse, and I know exactly the cause. When you do bad, it's as good as a curse. Those Dybbuks will catch you in their claws. Who stole the kishka? I want to know. It was here in the kitchen, so where did it go? If I don't find it, then I will guess there must be a Dybbuk behind all of this.
Gonna take a dump. Thank you very much.